Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, whenever we get champions here, we like to salute them. When we get national champions, we really like to salute them. And when they bake pies, they're welcome to come on the show anytime. And our next guest, Linda Hunt from Sweetylicious Bakery Cafe, four times Crisco National Pie Champion. 4 years in a row, right, Linda?
Yes. How are you, Jack?
Congratulations.
Thank you. I haven't seen you at the shop. Are you trying to lose some pounds or something?
Well, I'm not doing a very good job of that, but I know that I can't walk through Sweetylicious and have any hope, so... I want to talk to you a little bit about how you got started here. We're talking about, it's been, what, about 9 years now, right?
Yeah, something like, I just can't believe that it's gone that fast, but it's kind of like having kids, something that you love, it just flies by. It has, and it definitely didn't, it was always a dream to be where I am now, but, you start out slow. I always, when I speak to groups, you don't have to go for the big bang right away. You know, make sure to hone your craft and know what you're doing and work on your business plan and make sure it's working and really tweak it, and then you go to the next step. And that's it's really worked for me.
We talked with Bob Fish, founder and CEO of Big B Coffee, and Matthew Brown, the founder of Healthcare Solutions Agency, and they both talked about having a dream and seeing a need. And for you, one of the triggers happened to be on the most tragic days in American history. Can you talk about 9/11 and what that meant for you and pursuing your dream?
Yeah, I believe I've kind of seen little documentaries and things kind of on how it changed a lot of people. And I was actually the director of the Fair Association for the state of Michigan, and we were at a board meeting at the Amway Grand, and someone kept coming in and saying, we've been bombed, and the World Trade Center fell apart, and we were like, oh my gosh, everybody was calling home, and
is
are the kids okay? And everyone there just kept talking about the upcoming conference. And I knew right then that, the priorities weren't aligned with mine. And I remember crying all the way home, making sure that, the kids were fine and my husband was fine, and asking, really, really discussing with my husband of like, I can't. We've got to make a change here. And so it was a huge sacrifice for me to quit my job, because when I always tell people, when I wrote my business plan, we had the heat way down, and I had a car, but I really didn't have a lot of money for gas, and I wrote my whole business plan with gloves on and a scarf, and so but it was when you're really driven and you have a passion and you want to do it right, it's all good, It wouldn't change a bit.
Oh, a lot of people would not understand the math of this equation. The Engler administration plus 9/11 plus a dream, and you wind up with award-winning pies and tremendous success. So it's not your traditional model.
No, that's what the really neat thing about getting older is finding out, God's little plan for you and seeing how all your experiences line up and how we can be purposeful and really, make your dreams come true. And I always tell people that you can dream it true. And you can, but you gotta work hard. It just doesn't happen.
Linda, by the way, you and Kelly Rossman McKinney look spectacular on this cover of the Greater Lansing Business Monthly.
Thank you. That was very exciting to me, because I've never considered myself necessarily a businesswoman. And so when Chris talked to me about that, it was I've been on magazines all across the nation, but to be on this one to me was more important than any of those other ones. So thank you so much. I'm very proud of that. Very proud.
Was there a day, once you said, I'm going to do this, that you said, maybe I'm not going the right direction here? What was the biggest scare you've had in getting from where you started to where you are now?
Honestly, I wake up at 3 a.m. and I pray for strength every day, because there's so many decisions. And we're writing a cookbook. I have a photographer from New York coming for a big photo shoot. We're in a national magazine that goes to 10 million people in October. And so we're trying to do it our mail order, and there's so many things that, let alone, you know, I got to make pies.
and she does, ladies and gentlemen. She's making them.
And I love what I do, but it's, you know, everything that I'd always dreamed it would be and that I wrote in the business plan. Every time you do something new or you, that it's always scary. But I think if you really stay true to your mission, I think when people do not have a mission in their business, then they can really fail because then they don't have anything to go back on. So anytime I'm faced with another decision or, you know, what am I doing? I go back to my mission and it's, oh my gosh, that's easy. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I make sure that keeps me not only driven, but it keeps me true and it keeps us, it's so far really successful. So,
Linda Hunt, the founder of Sweetylicious Bakery Cafe, a great entrepreneurial venture here in Mid-Michigan, our guest on Ebling and You. Scott, you have not been out to see Sweetylicious yet. We're going to take care of that. We're going to stop out there. And whatever happened to the reality TV show I heard about? That didn't come about, right?
You know, I was actually ready to sign the dotted line, and they threw in at the last second that they wanted half of my business.
What?
Yeah, that can kind of happen. So that was an easy decision. My attorney that was from Malibu said, you know, you may never get another TV show. How much do you want this? I'm like, not that much. So we're actually working on our own deal. I think it would be wonderful for the Midwest. I think it would be a wonderful show that would show off our way of life and all the good people and the good folks and the good things that we do here. So I'm still very involved with it. I'm working on actually a treatment and doing kind of in a different way. So we do have a lot, you know, a lot on the plate, but, you know, a lot that we want to do not only, sure, you know, for us, but for the state and make right. sure that everyone's pie happy. It's all big.
We have about 30 seconds left. Linda, one quick tip for entrepreneurs that you would give.
Oh, do your homework and work hard. Make sure you work hard. And love what you do. Everyone says it, but it's so key. And, Jake, if you do not come in and get a piece of pie soon, I'm going to be mad at you. I have people from all over the honest-to-God world every day, Seattle, New Zealand, I mean, just for our shop. So you have got to come in and have some, and I'll treat you, I promise.
Okay, Scott, you heard it. We're on our way. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to give you a call within the next 7 days. You have my word.
Okay. Always great to talk to you. And if any of those people out there have not been to the cutest little pie shop in the whole wide world, they need to soon.
108 North Bridge Street in DeWitt. And roll down your window. You'll get the flavor. Thanks so much, Linda.
You're so welcome.
All right. We'll be right back with more. Hour 2 coming up. Ebling and You on 1320 WILS.